waiting for that red light. There we go. Let's welcome Tabitha Lowry to the platform this morning, folks. Amen. First made eye contact with her when she was a sixth grader. My, hasn't she grown up into a beautiful young lady? And they all said, yes, amen. And Tabitha has just completed 1 year of college at Willamette University, and now she's back home. So, Tabitha, tell us what's new in your world.
Okay. So, I came home about a couple weeks ago after the most life-changing experience ever. It was great being in college. You know, I learned a lot about myself, and I learned a lot academically, and oh my gosh, I have a newfound appreciation for being home. I missed everybody. I missed mom. I missed church, and I missed you guys, and it's great to be home. And while I was in my last few weeks of school, I started applying for jobs for coming home because, like I told you before, I'll be staying here for a while. And a couple weeks after I started applying, I got scheduled for a phone interview for ACS Services, who is a company that runs Verizon Wireless. And so they scheduled a phone interview, and then right after that, they scheduled an interview for when I came home. So the Monday after I came home, I had an interview, and after about 5 minutes, the woman's like, I'd like to offer you this position. And I was like, thank you.
Wow.
Thank
Wonderful.
You, God.
Yes.
So I start this Tuesday. It's a full-time job. I'll be working Tuesdays through Saturdays in the evenings. And when I went in there for the interview, I made sure to specify, you know, I'd really like, if at all possible, to be free on Sunday morning so I can go to church. And the woman who is interviewing me, she's like, you know what, we'll figure it out. We'll make it happen.
Hey, wonderful.
So I'm very gracious for that. I'm excited to be starting work and to be moving on into the next thing in my life.
Very good. Now, when you graduated, we gave you three books from
yes.
high school.
Yes.
You still have those by you?
I do.
Wonderful. I knew you would. But Richest Man in Babylon,
yes.
Now that you are a wage earner, mm-hmm. that book will help you learn how to manage your income
mm-hmm.
and how to get people to do things. That will enable you to learn how to handle criticism and irate phone callers that call in. And then Mere Christianity, bedrock foundational a book that will anchor your soul in the truth of God's word. So we're really happy for Tabitha, aren't we? Let's give her a nice hand of welcome and appreciation.
Thank you
so much. You may be seated.